Paul and Silas put into prison at Philippi and baptized the jailer and his family from Acts. Paul and Silas are caught in the middle of a situation they did not ask for. God uses this opportunity to make good on his promises to them and to us. Each time on their way to visit Lydia, the faithful woman Paul had baptized, Paul and Silas encounter a prophetic slave girl. This slave girl has been calling them out as men of the Most High God. She would say they are going to tell you the way to salvation. So why is that so bad? Paul and Silas seem to be upset about the wrong thing here. Why wouldn't they want everyone to know what they are proclaiming? In the context of this story, we must remember a couple things. Women in this culture had little power or authority, and so Paul, along with the owners of this girl, dismiss her quite easily. Paul may also have thought she was not distinguishing God from their many gods. Paul claims only one God, and this girl made it sound like there were many gods. Paul's annoyance grew to frustration and anger until he had had enough. He cast out the spirit that was giving her the vision of prophecy, and she was dismissed. Not only dismissed by Paul, but by her owners as well. We do not hear any more from her. We do, however, now see Paul and Silas arrested, beaten, and bound by chains and put into prison. The story only gets richer as they continue to be faithful and not dismayed by their situation, but empowered by the Spirit to sing praises and eventually baptize entire families and others who had not been introduced to Jesus. The story should show us that Paul did not always do the right thing. He probably should not have caused the slave girl to lose her only means of income just because he was annoyed by her. This act of Paul totally changed her life, and not for the good. She will still be a slave to someone, but now without the ability she once had. Paul also was faithful to his God, who, in the recklessness of Paul's action, finds a way to use that opportunity to further the gospel and spread the good news to people who otherwise would not have been able to hear. In our lives, we will be given opportunities to spread the good news, but will we be wise enough to recognize? Will we be focused on our jobs or our own lives that we think of others as annoying and dismiss their role in our lives? How will we respond when God sends us into places we had not intended? Will we remain faithful to the gospel and sing praises to God until the Spirit comes to us? When we go about our daily duties of making a living and supporting our families and our habits, we must remember to take the cross of Christ with us. Remember the story of God coming to us and giving His life for our salvation. Tell others how God gives us Jesus as a gate to God's righteousness. Tell everyone Jesus is the open gate to the love and grace of the one God, our Father. Amen. Let us pray. God of freedom, Paul and Silas worshiped you even when they were flogged and imprisoned. Transform our hearts so that we may also rejoice in you at all times and in all situations, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, the open gate to our salvation. Amen.